We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Davav Amar Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Davav Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Hamaskeh Bayis L'Chaveroi, someone rents a house to his friend. Now this house, the Bira Gedoyla, the Gemara says, on top of Amar Beis, Bira Gedoyla, it was a very big building, and he only rented one room. So the halacha is that even that one room, that's possible, you could use that room. But even if you use other amenities of this building, Mishtamish bezizehu v'kosla adal ramis. He could use the hooks and the walls within 4 amos of his apartment. That means if there's a few hooks sticking out of the wall 2 amos away from his apartment, and it's the same building, but on the wall 2 amos out of his apartment, he uses that. That's part of things he's allowed to use. And same thing with the kosel. He use any part of that kosel that's within 4 amos of his apartment. Uva oivya kaisel makam shinagu. Even let use the oivya kaisel makam shinagu. What does oivya kaisel mean? For example, if you are on the second floor and you come out onto your porch, and on the porch, the walls of the porch are the walls of the house. I can put stuff on top of that wall. I keep flower pots on top of that wall because I have use of the oivya kaisel, but makam shinagu. Here, the Gemara says, dafka makam shinagu. Mashenkin, the Zizim and the Churiya Ksalim. Ksalim was when I speak at what's the Shtamshus of Ksalim. Sometimes have holes in it where you can keep store things in. So that doesn't make Makam Shinagu. But Oyve Kazan is Makam Shinagu. So that's the halacha when you have our apartment in this building. So you could use the hooks, you could use the Churiya Kazal, the holes in the walls, and the Oyve Kazan Makam Shinagu. But you cannot use the wall adjacent to the garden. That means, like Rashi explains, in front of the front door of this building, they used to make a garden on both sides of the pathway going into the building. Now, the wall behind that garden, you cannot use that wall. Because Rashi says, you don't walk over that garden ever. So therefore, it's not the derech to use that wall. And you cannot use that wall to hang something or to put something into that wall. You're not allowed to do that. It's not part of the rental. This is a gina, and this is a garden, and you can't walk over there. That's what he said. That's what Rav Nachman said. Shem Rabbi Avur. Rav Nachman the day Omar afilu v'tuberetz apadni. You're allowed to use that, but Avor Chovish Chayy Batim Loi. But the backyard was not rented to you. That's not considered a chotzer. It's not part of the rent. There's no stomach that because you rent an apartment, you get the backyard. That's not part of the rental. Even the backyard, even that, you get that goes part of the rent. So now we're going back to the Shail of Chazakas. Omer Avina, Haika Shura Dumitalosa, At Tlosim Yoimim Loy Have a Chazaka, Bas Tlosim Have a Chazaka. He was saying that if you wanted to make, it was in the summer, and it was very hot in your yard, so you wanted to put a little temporary tarp. So you put some beams over your friend's wall, and you made a tarp. So, till 30 days, the derech is that a guy is not makbid. You want a little summer shade, no problem, use it, I don't care. More than 30 days, ready is a chazaka. But, v'isukah, if I used his wall to build a sukkah, and to put my beams in my sukkah on that, the mitzvah he, that there, it's a mitzvah, ad sheva yoyim lo have a chazaka. The 7 days of the mitzvah is not a chazaka, because that is not makbid. Basa sheva yoyim, and if you leave the sukkah up more than 7 days, have a chazaka. The Rashi says, derech was, they kept the sukkah up from year to year. Now, if you leave your sukkah after the yontif, I know it's here for next year, and I'm not moicha, then it's a chazaka. So by the shade, they have 30 days, I'm not going to be makbid. After 30 days, I'll be makbid. But by a sukkah, after 7 days already, it looks like it's here, it's a kavidus already. Then I'm starting to be makbid already. Then I'll be makbid. V'chav rebetina, if you attach the beams with cement, la'al tafa chazaka. And right away, it's a chazaka. It should have been makbid right away, because that's something that looks like it's here, it's a kavidus. Zotim maravayt. Now we're going to talk about hezegriya. Omaravayt. Shnei batim v'shnei tzidush zirabim. You have two houses, two sides of the street. And they both have roofs. In those days, the roofs were flat. Most roofs were flat. And they used it for shtamshus. They had very little space to use. Any place they could find, they used the roofs. So now it's a problem. Hezegriya. Ze oisa maika lachatzi gaga. Ze oisa maika lachatzi gaga. Ze shukin. Ze madif. It's like this. What's the etza to make a for a wall for Hezegria. Remember, when it comes to Hezegria, we do a shutvas. So when you have a chatzah next to each other, adjacent to each other, it's very simple. You take half of your property, half of my property, and we split up the course and finish gevaldik. When you have two buildings across the street from each other, you can't make the same wall together, b'shutvas, half of my roof, half of your roof. It doesn't matter. What do you do? I make on my half the first, let's say the wall is a 10-foot wall long. I do the first 5.5 feet this way, and you do 5.5 feet the other direction. And therefore, now we are covered. We are covered. We don't see from one roof to the other roof. A 4-armor high wall, huh? A little bit of madif, a little bit overlap, so you shouldn't be able to look around the corner. If it's exactly even, you'll be able to see in between. Here, it's a little bit more madif. That's the lashon of madif. Read it inside one more time. It says, Ze osa maik lechatzi gagoi. He makes a mic of half his gag. Ze osa maik lechatzi gagoi. Ze shloiking leze. Not parallel to each other, mamish. Not across from each other. Umadif. And you do a little extra. Great to Gemara. Like, this is the only time you do this? What about if there's a shishiyachin in between? You don't do that? My ear is shisharabim. What's the epic shisharabim? First shisharabim ambi. Why across from shisharabim do we say it's halacha? Why not burn shisharabim? So to Gemara, Rishus Rabbim at Shvichalei. The Chiddush is Rishus Rabbim. Mao Tema, Neimalei, Soif Soif. Here the story is one guy wants to make the wall. He's forcing the other guy. So we're saying, yeah, you can force the other guy to do it. But let's say, in the case of Rabbim, let one guy tell the other fellow like this. You know, I don't want a wall. You need a wall anyway, because you have you already have Rishus Rabbim looking at you. So I'm not paying for your wall. You have to put a wall anyway. So you put up your wall yourself. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbim. Still, you can force me to make the wall. Still, you can force me to make a wall. Let's read inside. You anyway have to make a wall for Shirabim. Kamash Malon. He says, no, you're worse. Why? When it's a Shirabim, I'm only worried by day. By night, no one walks in the street. So, but you, side night, side day, you're on your roof. So that's why I'm making you make a wall. Inami, Rabim. Only ki kamino, when I'm standing, chazli, they see me. Ki asivna, when I sit, loy chazli. At, chazli, you see me, bein ki kamino, say if I'm standing, bein ki asivna, say if I'm sitting. So that's why you're worse. But I don't care about the rabbi, I'll just make sure I sit. Another, a third reason, a third nafkamino, rabbim ki ma'ainu chazli. They have to look up and stare to see me. Ki loy ma'ainu loy chazli. But if they mind their own business, they're following the road, then I can look up at my roof. At memela na mechad, you see me regular, just by being there, and therefore I'm mechayv you to make a wall, and you can't tiny, you have to make a wall anywhere in shirabim. Now Taisus speaks there, very important Taisus here. Zok Taisus v'shnei tzidah shirabim. Zok Taisus, I'm a read. Davka v'shnei tzidah shirabim she'ein echad margish bechaveiroi kosh oyle begagoi shizor menom medrinim v'samach. Avin gagel gagloi. We're saying we have a shail here, kosh shirabim or kosh shiyachid. Both those cases are going to be a problem because Lamaisa, one guy does not realize when the other guy gets onto his roof. They're a little bit separate, so they don't realize it. But Zok Taisus, when you have a townhouse, they're attached to each other, and our roofs are attached and right next to each other, I can't force the guy to make a fence for Hezegria. Why? Because it's very easy to realize someone's on the roof. I get up on the roof, I want to do something. The minute you get on the roof, I'll see you in a second. Huh?
Why is
Ginoi
different?
Ginoi, why is Chatzah different? So Chatzah, the Mara says, because Kfiyah Tashvishta. We had this far already before, that very very. Chatzah was Kfiyah Tashvishta. We're always there. So there's no possibility that I'm not going to do work. I have to do my laundry. Every time I have laundry, you'll be there. I'm like, you're always there. I'm always there. That's why you need to be here. But here, a guy, it's not something they did. They weren't there the whole time. They made a barbecue once in a while. Okay, so tonight's not a barbecue day. You're there barbecue. I'll wait an hour. I'll do my barbecue in an hour. So this is very easy to margish someone. Then that's the time to tell teaching us. Mashainkin, when it's Shirabim in between, you're not margish the guy. You're sitting there enjoying your pipe. All of a sudden, oh, the guy's sitting there staring at me. You don't realize it, and therefore you need a wall for the Hezegria. So to Gemara, Omar, Ze oisa maka lechatzi gagoi, Ze oisa maka lechatzi gagoi, Ze shloikin Ze umadif. That was the halacha by the roof. Freit the Gemara kasha. Pshita, each guy has to do half. Well, what's a chiddush that each guy does half? It's possible that once you say there's a chiv to make the wall, we understand. I do half, you do half. Like, what would be the half of me? Now, that's why we're teaching us the way to split it. It's a pretty obvious way to split it. Once we know that both chayiv, like we just said, that stays around the both chayiv do it, okay, so we'd figure it out ourselves. Somebody says, no. I'll tell you why. The case was, one guy made his half, and then he came to Bezdin and said, Hezekain, the guy has to make his half. So the guy is in a tain, I'm going to speak it outside first. The guy can tain, the more half me is, the guy will tain it like this. You start the wall, you finish it. I'm not making a half a wall. A half a wall is much more expensive to do. Why? Because who comes off a half a job? You raised our job. I'll pay for you. I'll pay for your half. But you finish it up on your roof. Why are you finishing it on my roof? Why are you doing it on my roof? Which means take the payment. I'm paying you. You make the whole thing on your roof. Kamash Vulon, Domale, he tells him, at my time, why don't you really want the, roof on your wall? Why don't you want the wall on your roof? Why not? Because it weakens your foundation. Ananami, your wall. Ananami, Mishra, so the heavier thing I put up there, it's going to weaken my wall, my house, and therefore I don't want it at all, and I can force you to do it. Zotamar Vaiter. Vaiter with the halachas of Hezekriya. Omar of Nachman Mashmur. Gag has somoch lechotzer chaveroi. You have a chotzer, and next door the guy has a roof where he uses that roof. So who has to pay for the mica? Who has to pay for the wall, the hezek rear wall? Gag has somoch lechotzer chaveroi. Oisloi mica gavoy dar ames. Yeah, he makes the mica gavoy dar ames. Ava ben gag le gag loy, like Tosis spoke out. So here, they both have to participate in this. He has to make a 4-amma wall. And what he holds is that they both have to participate in this wall. That it's called Hezek Ria both ways, and they have to both pay for the Micah for Dalar Amas. But Ben Gag Legag Loy, like we spoke out, because it's not so kvius, like Tosha spoke out, by between the roof, you don't have to make a wall. Rav Nachman today, Omar, ain't a zokuk loy l'dal ramis. Ava zokuk l'mechitzas asoro. We'll see why in a second. Well, the more is asked right away. But Rav Nachman says that I don't have to pay him for his wall. I don't have to pay him for his wall. The Baal Chaz doesn't have to pay you for your wall. I don't have to pay you. So, because l'maisa, I don't have to pay for your wall. So here, ava zokuk, but you do have to pay for mechitzas asoro. What's going on? I have to explain. It's like you do have to make a wall of Chitza Sar and not Dalam. What's going on? Lamai. Ila Hezekriya. If you have to pay for Hezekriya, Arba Amas Bina, then you need a 4-amma wall. So you're washing your pay for that. Ila Mitvis Alav Kaganev. If it's Al Tzaganev, did I say the guy was high in the wall? The guy was the same. Asomach was the guy here. I didn't speak this out clearly. It was the same level.
Two roofs,
same level. You don't have to pay. Like we said, I could realize you. A chotzer that somuch to a gag, there you make a maka gavdal amis. Why? Because there the chotzer has touched both of tashvishim. So I have to put up a wall. But Rav Nachman says no. What?
The chotzer is flipped.
That's the machlekes said. Again, Shmuel says gag has somuch chotzer chaver oisle magal amis. The course are split. Again, gag no. Rav Nachman did they amar ain zokel dal amis. You don't need to make a 4-amma wall. Only a 10 tefachim wall. Only a 10 tefachim wall.
Tomorrow's
10 tefachim
wall split.
Yeah, 10 tefachim. What's going on? What's 10 tefachim for? Lamai, Ila has a griya, Arab Amas Bina. So Elamai, you hold, there's no problem, has a griya over here. And why not? Because the chotzer says, I don't care about you because I know when you're here. You don't come so much, I'm fine with that. So I don't need a wall. So Ila it's a Saganiv, and it's a terrorist says, why are you making this wall? Because you want to make a clear separation between my chatzah and your roof. If not, you'll end up using my chatzah. So I need something to show that if you're past this line, you're in my reshus. So you don't need a tenth falchum thing. All you need is Masipas Ba'amba. And Masipas Ba'amba is, first of all, they're just stakes in the ground. And number two, it's not a Hutz of Daphne, they're just stakes in the ground, number one. And also, it's lower than tenth falchum. So it's lower than tenth falchum. So, Ilan is Oganev, Mesivas Almasagin. And Ilan Gadom with Tloyim, Elmai, you worry about that there might be goats and Tloyim coming back and forth. Then, Vikdeso is Dakab Basarishagin. It's enough to have a 3 Tvachim high wall. So, what's this 10 Tvachim wall all about? So, the whole wall is for Oganev. Why do you 10 Tvachim? Mesivas is enough, should be enough. Mesivas means the stakes in the ground should be enough. Gemara answers, Mesipis Motzim Mishtamalei, Oma Mitzurik Mitzurino. By Mesipis, he could land up on your side and say, oh, I didn't realize. I thought it was my Rishos. I didn't chap it was yours. And even, like, he's really a Ganav, but he'll make believe he doesn't chap because just stakes in the ground. Mechitza Sara already, Lemotz Mishtamalei. What are you doing on my side? you when you have a 10 tfach on my wall, you know which side is what. Yeah, why on my side? So therefore, so come like this. Rav Shmuel holds, Rav Nachman Shem Shmuel holds that there is a problem of Hezekria, and they both mishtatif in a wall of Aramis. Masha'inke Rav Nachman holds, there's no problem of Hezekria. Why not? Because the Chotzer Tainas, I'm not worried about you seeing me, because I know when you get on your roof, and you don't come this so often, and I realize when you get there. So he says, only have to make Chitzah Asara just for Nitvas Lov Gagana. Talk to my mate, Sve Asakasha. And by Yechatzeiroi, Lemaila Megaga Shal Chaveiroi, Enis Kokonloi. If the Chotzer is Lemaila Megaga Shal Chaveiroi, which means over here, it's a Vuyin the Rosh, that it was not higher than 10 Tvachim, obviously. It was a little bit higher than Gag Shal Chaveiroi. It says in this Brisa, Enis Kokonloi. The Loch is, Enis Kokonloi. It's not really a, it could be, it's a Brisa. It's a Brisa, listen to it. The Bryce says that this Bryce brought later on, a few lines later. I was wondering if it's not a member of Amira. It's a Bryce, yeah. If the Chatzeroi is higher than the Gag of his friend, the Baal HaChatzer does not have to help out with the Mechitza. Because since the Gag is not Kviyat HaShmishteh, you can be careful. So what do you see? It's a first Uriah like Rav Nachman, it's a Kasha on Shmuel. Ainus Kokoloi. Myla, and it's kasha, really. This is a kasha really on everyone who comes out. We're saying my love ain't kokoloi. It's definitely kasha Shmuel. Maybe it's a kasha even on Rav Nachman. My love ain't his kokoloi klal. Loi ain't his kokoloi rams. I'm not kokol mechitzas asarom. So here, the Gemara has a kasha over here. We see over here chaser lemal megarish chaveroi. He doesn't have to participate in the wall. My love ain't his kokoloi. So Chariz Masbe, not even for Mechitza Asara. Mar says, no, Nizkokim Mechitza Asara. So on Nachman, at least, we have an answer over here that Nizkokim Mechitza Asara just means Nizkokim Loi for the case of Dalat Amis. But Chariz would be a Kasha on Shmuel. Now the Rosh speaks out that if it was higher Ten Tfachim, the Chatzar, so then you don't need Mechitza Asara. You don't even see Mechitza Asara, because here you have automatic Mechitza Asara. That's the Rosh speaks out. The Rosh speaks out that automatic after the case. So he says, when he speaks of this halacha, he says, "Avazog mechitza asara shlo yinitzah zegan." If a bala gag tarch libnayis al shloi mechitza gavoya dal the malam kagas chatz liro, because you're aiming misas chatzir mishtamish. When that gag nomuch mina chatz asara tvachim ain bala chatz mesiel bala gag minyan klum doesn't do anything. Av ain a gag nomuch mina chatz asara achas yivne the bala gag. So then he has to make sure there's a mechitza asara shlo yinitvas keganef. But lechayra, from this, that's what comes out. But that he's talking about the next case. But Kabbalim, that's what coming out. The halacha is like that. Uh-huh. No. So I see from the Rosh here. So let's go back one more time. Shmuel. So I have a problem here. Lechayra makes a kasha on Shmuel. Lechayra makes a kasha on Shmuel. So I see over here the Rosh learns that when Shmuel says oisin lemaik v'dal amis. Shmuel holds less than Rav Nachman. Shmuel holds that you don't have to do anything, that the Baal HaChatzer doesn't pay for anything. So they're like this. Again, you have here a Gag HaSomach L'Chatzer Chaveira. You have a Gag HaSomach L'Chatzer. So there, we said there's no problem of Hezekria on the Chatzer is not responsible for Hezekria. Why? Because you know, he says, I don't care if you look at me because I know when you're on the roof. I know when you're on the roof. So it comes like this. Shmuel says, if I have a gag next to your chotzer, the Baal HaGag pays for everything. There's no din mechitza asara even. There's no din even mechitza asara. Shmuel's halacha is, Omar Rav Nachman was Shmuel, gag asom lechotzer chaveroi, oysol and mike go v'dal amas, ava ben gag gag loy. So there, the Baal HaGag is mechuyiv to make a, for himself, if for a four amas thing, but the chotzer doesn't have to pay for anything. Rav Nachman says that the Baal HaChatzer has to pay for Mechitza Asara. That much he has to pay for. He has to pay for Mechitza Asara. So Rav Nachman Taka was more, he said like this, I'm reading Rosh Hashan. Amar Rav Nachman Shmuel Gagas Somal Chotzer Chaver Oysel Makik Gavad Amos Al Koysel Beisoy Umeshaloi Ve'im Baal Chotzer Mesiyei Le'Ba'atza. Doesn't pay for anything. But Rav Nachman today says that he has to pay for 10 Tvachim. Frank the Gemara, why to have 10 Tvachim? Gemara says Al Nitvas of Ganev. Frank the Gemara Meisvei that here it says in Mechotzer Omal Amenos Yigach Chaver Oysel Dr. Rosh, it means less than 10 Tvachim higher. So really it means it's equal footing. It's not really, because it's a little says lemaila. God, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says lemaila mekarka abayis, whatever, but Rashi could be stim with it. Chatzir lemaila of shechaveira, ain't his kakalos. It's kasha on Rav Nachman. Nachman said you have to make a mechitza of 10 tvachim. But it says, ain't his kakalos on Amos. I'm a kakal mechitza asara. You do have to make a mechitza asara. So the bottom line is that if you hold like Shmuel, the Baal HaChotzer pays for nothing. And according to Rav Nachman, the Baal HaChotzer pays for 10 tfachim high mechitza. Pays for 10 tfachim high mechitza. That's what he pays for. And that's what he pays for. And the Brisa means, not Inzah is going to klal, it means Inzah is kokim mechitza's dal, but mechitza's already do pay for. Itmar. Shtei chatzeres zu l'mayel mezu. You have two chatzeres l'mayel mezu. Now, by chatzeres, that you definitely have to make a wall. By two chatzeres, you have to make a wall. They both have mishtatav, because that's two chatzeres. There's an hezegriya. They both have to mishtatav. Now the problem is one chatzer is higher than the next door neighbor's chatzer. So here it gets a little tricky. How do you make the wall? Because what happens is we both have to get part of a property, and so a wall starts in the lower property and then goes up four amos above the second guy's property. So who pays for the wall on the bottom? It's basically the foundation. We'll call it. L'chari, just the bottom guy, because the top guy, it's not his wall. He doesn't need that wall. So let's see.
He has to give full
the... Oh, total time. Sorry, we'll speak that in Tosfos. We'll get that in a second. We'll speak that in Tosfos. Itmar. Shtei chatzeres zu l'mayla mezu. Omar Rav Huna. Tachtoin boine mekenegdoi. The tachtoin does the whole area that reaches up to the second chatzer. And then the Elyon builds the next half together with you. Rav Chista Omar, Elyon Mesiyeya Milmata Uboina. Rav Chista holds that he even pays for the bottom. Why? Because it's more like a foundation. He pays. The wall is four tvachim thick, or five tvachim thick, or three. No, so each guy, so what, let's say it's five tvachim, each one gives 2.5 tvachim. Each one gives 2.5 tvachim. That's partial. Each one gets 2.5 of their property. Now one guy, so like this, each guy gives 2.5 tvachim. Okay, let's say one chatzer is a one amma higher than the one on the bottom. So you're making out altogether from the bottom a 5 amma high wall. So the first one is the first amma is paid by the bottom guy. The next four is a shutvis. That's what one man says. The other man says no. You take all 5 ammas and they split the cost. Each one's given 2.5 tvachim on the property. That's not shver. Each one's given 2.5 tvachim on the property, but the high
first amma of that wall.
Yeah.
How thick?
It's 2.5 tvachim thick only. Yeah. Only 2.5 tvachim thick. Only 2.5 tvachim, yes.
If it gets 1 amma, it goes 4 tvachim.
What?
If it goes up 1 amma, it's
5 tvachim wide, yes. Because then they're using his property, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, so. The bottom half is also money.
What?
You're not questioning.
The collapse? What's the problem?
The second that they're up guys, yeah. And say that the bottom half is also money.
No, what you say it says is. Oh, it's both putting. Especially his property, not a shiloh. Now, the question was, I thought you were asking this question. The chara, for me, I can't see you once I have a 4-amma wall already. So, if I should only pay for 3 ammas. The bottom guy, only 3 ammas. The top amma, just like I'm paying for the bottom guy, the 3 first by the amma. Just like I'm paying for the bottom guy, you pay for the top one. Like, why should I pay for the top amma? What's going on here? Tell you that's a kasha. Like, why should I pay for that top amma? So Reitam answers, the case was that this dip was only near that guy's property. But then my property went back up to the level of his property. Our property really were level. Just right before that wall went down. And that's where I have to make the wall lower. That's punct where it was. Our properties met, it was lower. But I had a place on my property was high enough that I could see, and that's why I'm paying for it. That's the Kimta of Taisus. I'm already saying a Kimta here. Tanya I say the Rav Chista. The Rav Chista said you pay for the foundation. We're calling it the foundation. Tanya Kavah says the Rav Chista. Shtei Chatzeres Zulu Ma'ala Mezu. Lo Yoyim Ve'Elyoyim. The top guy shouldn't say, Hareini Boina Mekenegdi Ve'Oila. I'm only paying for the top part. I'm going to say, Yeyeh Ma'amata Boina. He pays for the bottom. Ve'im Hoysa Chatzeres L'Ma'ala Ve'Gagash Chaveri. If it's Chatzeres L'Ma'ala Ve'Gagash Chaveri, Ein Ezekeloi, you don't have to pay for his wall. What does it mean you don't have to pay for his wall? Machlekes Amarayim. According to Shmuel, you don't pay for anything of his wall. According to Rav Nachman, you pay for the 10 tvachim at least of his wall. Why? Like we saw before, this is the Braisa that the Gemara brought before. And the bottom line is, just again, just to chaz over with Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Gaga, son of Chatz Chaveri, pays nothing, the Chatz pays nothing, because I don't need the wall. And Mashenki and Rav Nachman, at least like a gan, if you pay, they should stop the Gnevas, we pay for a 10 Tfachim high wall. And then we had here, two Chatzeris, where you have to make a wall, and Shalwaz, we pay for the foundation or not.